With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States launching huge strikes in Yemen earlier today. President Trump has promised overwhelming lethal force until the Houthis cease their shipping attacks on U.S. vessels. At least 17 deaths confirmed in twisters in Missouri, Arkansas, and Texas. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says, hold on, it's not over.
There's a high risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of Alabama and Mississippi, but the broader area that's at risk is from the Ohio Valley south to the Gulf Coast. That includes the Florida Panhandle and Louisiana. And embedded within the severe thunderstorm risk is a significant risk of tornadoes. Over 30% chance that a tornado can be within 25 miles of any point.
In Wayne County, Missouri, coroner Mark Smith says this is the worst he's ever seen.
It's very heartbreaking. I mean, I've got people dead everywhere, people injured, a lot of people without houses. So, I mean, I'm paramedic, I'm firefighter, I'm coroner. And it's hitting me on all sides.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump's tariffs leading to a rare bipartisan alliance along Kentucky's political leaders.
The president's escalating trade war prompted the European Union to announce a 50% tariff on American whiskey starting next month. As a result, Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear and Republican Senators Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul have bonded together to voice their disapproval of the White House tariffs policy. They point to potential job losses in their state's bourbon industry as well as higher costs for the American people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Wyoming lawmakers striking a blow for the unborn child.
The legislature has completed an override of Governor Mark Gordon's veto of a bill requiring a woman to get an ultrasound and wait 48 hours before obtaining abortion drugs. The governor is a Republican and says he is pro-life, but objected to the bill's being, quote, too invasive. Drugs are now the way that more than 50% of all abortions are carried out in this country, and pro-life advocates say those substances need to be far more regulated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT activists and other liberal groups bashing California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom for speaking out against males being allowed to compete against females in sports. Newsom calls it an issue of fairness. Democratic Party is having an internal debate over transgenderism in the wake of its huge loss to President Trump and Republicans last fall. This is SRN News. Well, former Trump senior economic advisor Stephen Moore says the United States might be in for some rough sledding over the next few weeks when it comes to the president's tariffs, but they will ultimately bring about, quote, freer and fairer trade. He adds President Trump is working to fix the terrible damage inflicted on the economy by Joe Biden.
We had an administration that tried to build up the economy with massive amounts of government spending and debt, and we're trying to drain that out of the system. And there are going to be some economic strain in doing that.
Musher Jesse Holmes has won the longest ever Iditarod Trail sled dog race. He has captured the victory crossing the finish line in the Gold Rush town of Nome. Former reality TV star finished that 1,100-mile course, 10 days, 14 hours, and 55 minutes. More details at SRNnews.com.